as you lift our voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Helped by the anointing. Say with me, helped by the anointing. Someone here tonight will be helped by the anointing. Oh, I said you are going to be helped by the anointing. Because tonight is anointing session. So I'll speak briefly about the anointing and then we enter into the real anointing session. Amen. Wednesday was glorious. We prayed, we prophesied. We entered into several dimensions. Yesterday was marvelous. We prayed to the Lord and we believed God for a turning around in our lives. And today we are here for the anointing. We are here to be helped by the anointing. Amen. May the anointing of God give somebody an advantage here tonight. In this month of March, may you have an advantage. An advantage over your peers, an advantage over your friends, an advantage in your workplace, an advantage in your family, an advantage where you are competing among your competitors. If you are the one without help, your amen will be loud. I said your amen will be loud. Psalm 89 verse 19 said, then I want to read with you together. Let's all read together. One go. He said, then you spoke in a vision to your Holy One and said, I have given help to one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. May the Lord help you in this month. Or if your amen is loud, it will happen for you tonight. Then verse 20, he said, I have found my servant David. You can put your name there. With my holy oil, I have anointed him. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Oh, can I hear an amen? Amen? So when God found David, God helped David with the anointing. Tonight, among the many people that are gathered here, may God find you with his help. I said, may God find you with his help. I said, may God find you with his help. There are many people that are crying for the help of God. There are many people that are giving to provoke the help of God. There are many people that are engaging several battles to receive the help of God. But I pray that among the many that are calling for the attention of God, may you catch the attention of divinity tonight. May you catch the attention of God tonight. And may he help you with his anointing. May he help you with his grace. Can I hear your loudest amen if you are here tonight? Clap your two hands and shout, helped by the anointing. One major way by which God helps a man to achieve extraordinary feat is by anointing that man. If God decides to help a man to achieve something extraordinary, to achieve something great, to manifest destiny, to achieve vision and dreams, the Bible says that God helps such a one by anointing him. So I pray that if there is somebody here carrying destiny, and there is somebody here who wants to experience the extraordinary, that same person will attract the help of God. That the anointing of God will help you. That the grace of God will come upon you. Clap your two hands and say, I am the one. Or clap your two hands and shout, I am the one. Destinies are born and are made to have manifestation through the help of the anointing. Destinies are born by the anointing. Destinies are made to have manifestation or come into reality by the anointing. How do I know that? Because Jesus' destiny was born by the anointing or came into manifestation by the anointing of God. In Acts chapter 10 verse 38, the Bible says that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Then he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So on that fateful day, in his 30th year, when the heavens opened and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, on that day of his anointing, his destiny of a Messiah was given birth to or was manifested. And for 30 years, he was known as a carpenter's son. He was not known as a preacher. He was not known as a healer. He was not known as an extraordinary person. His destiny was hidden until that day when the Spirit of the Lord anointed him, and he was helped by God for his destiny to find manifestation. So I pray for 52 people here tonight that may God's grace come upon you and may the anointing of God rest upon you tonight, that your destiny will begin to have realization and will begin to have manifestation. If you are the one, your amen will be the loudest here. I say your amen will be the loudest here. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Amen. And so, destinies are given birth to by the anointing. By the anointing. That is the way God helps. David's destiny was also helped by God through his anointing. Through the anointing of God working on the inside of him. David's original destiny, before the anointing hit him, he was known as a shepherd boy. Before the anointing hit him, he was only known as a shepherd boy at the back of the desert. At the back of the desert, without any recognition, without any power, without any grace. There was nothing speaking for him. He was isolated and separated. He was left behind. He was not recognized. In fact, when there was such an important meeting as the national prophet visiting the house, he was not called. He was not even mentioned. He was hidden as though he never existed. And for some of you, your destinies have been hidden as if you never exist, as if you never matter. Some of you, they don't recognize you in your class. They don't recognize you in your workplace. They don't recognize you in your family. When they call, your name is not mentioned. But I pray that the help of the Lord is coming on you by the anointing. The help of God is coming on you by the anointing. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. First Samuel chapter 16 verse 13. The Bible said, then Samuel took the bottle of oil and put the oil on him there among his brothers. And from that day, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him with power. And Samuel then went back. So that day when the oil was poured on him was the day that the Spirit of God came upon him with so much power. And that day or that night for somebody will be tonight. Your amen can be a believer's one. I said that night will be somebody's night tonight. Tonight will be somebody's own night. That day was for David. Today will be your own day. Amongst us, your spiritual brethren, you are going to be uncovered. You are going to be unveiled. Your ministry will be unveiled. Your anointing will be tapped. Your grace will be unlocked. The hand of the Lord will come upon you, and the grace of God will overshadow you, and that which you have on the inside of you will start having manifestation. Clap your two hands and shout, I am the one. David himself testified of God's anointing at work in his life. In Psalm 23, the verse number 5, David said, for you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, for you anoint my head with oil. So David himself gives a justification or a reason why enemies are succumbing and tables are being set, opportunities are being given him, because the anointing of God is upon his head. Tonight, you will have a reason to say boldly that the anointing of God is upon me.
Oh, I said after tonight, things will start happening to you. Tables will be set before you. You will walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, and you will fear no evil, and you will know that indeed the oil of God is upon my life. The grace of God is on my life. The oil of God is on my ministry. If you are the one, use your loud amen will show. Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? Hallelujah. Certain things happened to him and he was able to justify that. It's because the oil of God is on his life. And after tonight and through this month of March, certain things are going to happen to you. And you will say that indeed, that night, the oil of God came upon me. You will say indeed, at the spiritual intensification, the grace of God came upon me. The anointing of God came upon me. When I see how doors are opening, ministry is working, business is booming, finances are being released, help is coming on every side, favor is being released, then you will know that the anointing of God is helping your destiny. If your loudest amen will come, then you will be the one to receive it. Hallelujah. Clap your two hands if I'm talking to you. In Psalm 92 verse 10, David again testifies about my horn you have exalted like an ox, for I have been anointed with fresh oil. My horn you have exalted, you have strengthened me like an ox, like a bull, a wild bull. For you have anointed my head with fresh oil. Some of you, 2025, you were anointed. 2024, you were anointed. 2022, you were anointed. 2023, you were anointed. But it looks like your anointing is becoming slow, dull, stale. It looks like you are using a dirty oil. But I came here tonight with a fresh oil. A fresh oil for your ministry. A fresh oil for your business. A fresh oil for your finances. A fresh oil for your destiny. And wherever your oil is stale, wherever your oil is dull, wherever your oil is dirty, you have the chance to change your oil. If you be wild tonight, if you be serious tonight, if you will connect tonight, you are going to change your oil. Somebody shout change of oil. Shout change of oil. Clap your two hands for the Lord. You are going to change your oil. Oh yes. Are you here with me, somebody? And that anointing is going to rest upon you as you are leaving this place. And there will be a fresh oil. Everybody say fresh oil. Put your hand on your head and say, Lord, yesterday is gone. Say today is another day. Say March is a new month. It's a fresh month. Therefore, release fresh oil over my life. Fresh oil over my ministry. Fresh oil over my destiny. Let there be new things. Let there be new happenings. Let there be brand new testimonies. Let there be new song in my own mouth. Shall I receive it 3 times? I receive. Clap your two hands for the Lord. How David was helped by the anointing. Number one. How David was helped by this anointing. Number one. His destiny was announced and confirmed among his brethren. That's number one. 1 Samuel 16 verse 13. Then someone took the bottle of oil and put the oil on him among his brethren. And from that day, the Spirit of the Lord came on David with power. Are you getting what I'm saying? Or are you getting what I'm saying? Now, if you know a little bit about the Jewish culture, people can never enter into an office or into their destiny office unless they are anointed with oil. And that's why when Elijah was leaving, God told him, anoint these 3 people and anoint them into their offices. Into the office of the prophet, the office of the king, and the office of the king of another place. 3 people. Are you getting what I'm saying? That before you enter into a certain office, you must first be anointed into it. That is how the Jews behave, and that is their beliefs. And so when God asked Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 16 to go to the house of Jesse to anoint for him a king, immediately Samuel objected and said, how can I go? If Saul hears of this, he's going to kill me. Because Saul doesn't need to know why you went to anoint. Once you went there to anoint another Israelite, you are the national prophet. Once you go to anoint someone, it means that you are consecrating the person to the office of the king. And I am alive, and I will not permit it. And that is why Saul will kill Samuel if he hears that Samuel has gone to anoint someone. Tonight, when I lift up the oil of God, and I pour it upon somebody here, you are next in line for that testimony. You are next in line for that miracle. You are next in line for that blessing. Oh, I am not talking to the right people here, because they are not responding. They are not receiving it. They are not getting up to shout it. The people I am talking to, the oil will find them. The oil will locate them. The oil will find them. When I lift up the oil, it will locate somebody here. Let your amen be the loudest. Let your amen be the loudest. So the anointing unveils. Tell somebody the anointing unveils. Say ya kata usuna, say ya kanwasha. Imusaba usua. Ebie usu. Ebie usebreso. Ebie wawarieso. Ebie umaso. Ebie wejumaso. Ebie udestiniso. Baby, ya kata usubiano. And that will be announced. I declare you are about to be announced to your well. Can I prophesy to 100 people here? You are going to be announced in this month of March. Your story will be announced. Your miracle will be announced. Your testimony will be announced. News about you will get all over the world. Shout, I am the one. And clap your two hands like you are. Just like Jesus, he was revealed by the anointing. In John 1:31, John explained to us, he said, how did I know that he was the Christ? He said, for this reason I came to baptize. The one who sent me to baptize, he told me that the one on whom you see the anointing descending, that is the very one. So in among the Jewish people, when the anointing comes upon a man, it means he has been set aside for something extraordinary. And tonight, you are going to be set aside for something extraordinary, for something supernatural, for something unusual. And if you do not behave like you are tired and you are cold and uninterested in what I am doing, you will catch that anointing. That was the own testimony of Jesus. So just as Jesus' destiny was revealed and announced by the anointing, that is how God also helps destinies to take off. I'm telling you. That's how destinies takes off. That's how destiny starts. Like Jesus was anointed on that day. And after he left there, people started following him. And the carpenter was transformed into a mighty healer. A mighty healer. Somebody here, you are going to be transformed into a mighty contractor, a mighty businessman, a mighty man of God, a mighty woman of God, a mighty wife, a mighty daughter, a mighty son, a mighty person. Shout, I am the one. Katabara katakabaha. And that is why Psalm 89 verse 19 and 20 says it again. I'm going to read it again. Now without understanding, read it again. You'll begin to understand what God was saying. Is that once you spoke in a vision to your faithful people, you said, I have bestowed strength on a warrior. I have helped. Go back to my original version for me. New King James. I have helped the one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. And how have I done that? How have I chosen? How have I helped this gentleman? Go to verse 20. It said, for I have found that gentleman, my servant David, and with my holy oil I have anointed him. May that anointing come upon someone. Anointing for help for March is coming upon you. Anointing for help for that education is coming upon you. Anointing for help for that marriage is coming upon you. Anointing for help for that business is coming upon you. Anointing for help for that opportunity is coming upon you. Anointing for help. Shout anointing for help. Helped with the anointing. David was a man helped with the anointing. Number two, aside the destiny being exposed and announced, how did God help David with the anointing? How did the anointing help David? David received divine strength to manifest destiny and conquer enemies. David received divine strength by the anointing to manifest his destiny and to conquer all his opponents, all his enemies. 1 Samuel 16:13. The Bible says that when Samuel poured the oil, Bible says the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, that is David, with power. That is it. He contacted power. Shout, I will contact power tonight. And that empowerment was what transformed David from a weakling into a mighty man of war. Before, lions will come for his bear and come for his sheep. Lions and bears will come for his sheep and his flock. And he was helpless and he could do nothing. But after the oil came upon his head, he told King Saul that your servant was in the wilderness. And when the bear and when the lions came for my sheep, I went after them and I killed the bear and I killed the lion. That means that a young boy of 12 years old, 13 years old, 15 years old had received strength by God to tear lions apart and to tear gigantic bears apart. What you are about to achieve in your family, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has not entered into the heart of man. What is about to happen to you in this month of March and 2025, this church has never heard it before. God is selecting you. Power is coming on you. Grace is coming on you. Strength is coming on you to manifest destiny, to achieve greatness. Shout, I am the one. Clap your two hands for them. Marakata barabahash. Brende sete. Oh yes. Mekete kebrekedesh. Oh yes. Are you following what I'm saying? And so David was strengthened by the Lord. It was not natural strength for a 15 years old boy killing a Goliath. Lion, bears. It was not natural. It was not natural. He was a shepherd. He was not a gymnastic person. He was not into gymming. He was not lifting weight. He was not into gymnastics. I get what I'm saying. He was just a shepherd boy with a staff. So there is no record of muscles, but there is a record of oils. Can you hear what I'm saying? I said there was no record of muscles, but there was a record of oils. Several times he was anointed, and several times you are going to be anointed. Last year you were anointed, but this year you are going to be anointed. Last month you were anointed, but this month you are going to be anointed. And the tribulation of the anointing is releasing strength on the inside of you. Strength to achieve your plans. Strength to achieve your plans. Strength to give back to your destiny. Strength to have what you must have. Clap your two hands and say, I receive strength. Are you following me at all? Or are you following me? Say strength. Say strength. So David received strength to manifest destiny. That is why in Psalm 89, verse 21, the Bible says, with whom my hand have established. He's saying, you know, from verse 20, say, I found David, myself, with my holy oil have anointed him, with whom my hand has established. Also, my hand shall strengthen him. So David was strengthened by the anointing, not by metals. The enemy shall not outwit him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. The enemy cannot conquer him. From today, may your enemies never defeat you. Whatever defeated you 2024, 2025, you rise against them. You will conquer them. I see 100 people here that are conquering already. Academically, you will conquer that paper. You will conquer that lecturer's paper. You will conquer that assignment at your workplace. You will conquer that challenge your boss has given you. You will conquer that level they have set for you. You will conquer the expectations of your enemies. Shout, I will conquer. Shout, I will conquer.
There are certain witches and wizards in your family that are jubilating because they think they have conquered you. But tonight, there is an oil coming on you that will conquer. There is an oil coming on you that will make you conquer your enemies in your dreams. I love the testimony of our brother here who on Sunday shared his testimony. How there was an evil personality that seemed to be killing people that were using a certain road. And he got to his tent and he was supposed to use that same road. And he was scared and was afraid that when he goes, that same evil personality will attack her. But he said when he got there and he shouted the name Jesus, that evil personality was conquered. And he got the better rough of the woman and lashed that woman and chased the woman out. That will be your experience after tonight. That is a victory and a conquest revelation. An encounter to defeat whatever conquered your father, conquered your brothers, conquered your family members, conquered women in your house, women in your area, women in your workplace, conquered people in your surroundings. You are being empowered to overcome. You are being empowered to conquer them. If you say amen, you be the one. If you say amen, the Lord will help you. If you say amen, the Lord will help you. Clap your two hands together.
Amen. Oh, amen. Number three. You can write 1 Samuel 17:34, where I quoted killing the lions and the bear for strength. And then number three, David received divine preservation by the anointing. Everybody say divine preservation. The Lord was preserving him. The Lord was protecting him. The Lord was his bodyguard. The Lord was preserving. Nyamiankasa na all weno, all shenisu. Nyamiankasa na all bought David Hubai because of the anointing. Listen, when you pour oil on metals, it preserves the metals from rusting. True or not true? That is why we apply grease to metals so that they will not rust, so that they will not wear out. We apply grease or oil so that they will not wear out, or so that they will not lose size as they keep wearing or they keep having friction against each other. That is preservation. Do you know what the Lord is telling me? There are 70 people here. From today, as the oil comes upon your hair, you are going to receive divine greasing. You are going to receive divine greasing. Your body will not wear and tear anymore. Your body will not wear out anymore. Your body will not fall sick anymore. Your body will not wear out anymore. The Lord is going to preserve you with the oil. He's going to preserve your children with the oil. He's going to preserve your business with the oil. He's going to preserve your finances with the oil. He's going to preserve your marriage with the oil. He's going to preserve your church with the oil. He's going to preserve your spiritual gifts with the oil. Receive the oil of the Lord. Receive the oil of preservation. Receive the oil of preservation. Receive the oil of preservation. Shout, I am preserved.
The Lord preserved him. The Lord preserved him. Psalm 89, the same place, 22. He said, the enemy shall not overcome him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. That means when the son of wickedness, when witches try to touch him, they cannot touch him. Tell somebody, you're untouchable. When demons try to destroy, he cannot destroy you because you are indestructible. It's like you are slippery. Can I hear an amen? I watched a Facebook post on a certain player. I've forgotten. There's this player who has built
built his muscles so much. He's a striker. And when he's attacking, because he has built his muscles so much, the players are able to hold him and to stop him, and he ends up getting injuries. So he got an idea to rub his skin with oil. So before the match, he rubs his skin with oil. And when, what's the name? Adama. I can't hear you. Come and mention the name. Come and so that they know that what I'm saying, I saw it. What's the name?
Adama.
Adama. He sounds like a gun, wicked man. Yeah, Bobo, call the oil like oil. This gentleman applies oil. So when he takes the ball and you try to hold him, and he passes through all the defense, I declare next time your enemies try to touch you, they will sleep. Next time your enemies try to attack you, you will be too sleepy. Shout, I am too sleepy for my enemies. Shout, I'm too sleepy for my enemies. So by the preservation of the Lord Almighty, by the preservation, my enemies cannot hold on to me. Oh, they cannot hold on to me. They cannot keep me at one place because I am too slippery. My business is too slippery. My ministry is too slippery. I am unstoppable. Shout, I am unstoppable. Are you getting what I'm saying at all? That is preservation, keeping you. In 2 Samuel 8, verse 14, 2 Samuel 8, 14, said, he also put garrisons in Edom. Throughout all Edom, he put garrisons. And all the Edomites became David's servant. Why? And the Lord preserved David wherever he went. The Lord preserved David wherever. Ever say wherever. Say wherever. That means that wherever, JHS, SHS, tertiary, wherever, in the office, wherever, in marriage, wherever, in ministry, wherever, wherever you go and step to go and do ministry, wherever you go, the Lord preserved David wherever he went to. I don't know about you, if you're a driver, if you're a worker, wherever you find yourself, the Lord is preserving you from tonight. The Lord is preserving your car. He's preserving your marriage. He's preserving your ministry. He's preserving your children. He's preserving your destiny. He's preserving your life. When they rise up against you, the Lord will lift up a standard of the oil against them. When they come in one way, they will flee from you in multiple ways by the oil of preservation. Number four, how did God help David by the anointing? Or how did the anointing help David? How did the anointing help David? It helped him by giving him divine establishment. So he received an establishment of his destiny and kingdom. David just didn't become a king. It is one thing being a king, it's another thing being established on the throne forever. Till today, David still has his children ruling. Forever and ever. Even the Messiah came to rule on his throne. That is a perpetuating of his destiny, of his throne, of his dynasty, forever and ever, even in heaven. His dynasty has crossed from earth into heaven. That Jesus, the Christ, is reigning on the throne of David forever and ever. How did a human being enter into such favor? How did God help such a person? It was by the anointing God gave him. May you receive the anointing that establishes things. Saul got a kingdom, but didn't get the anointing for establishment. But I pray for you that you will not just start your ministry, but you have the anointing to establish it. You will not just start your church, but you have the anointing to establish it. You will not just start the marriage, but you have the anointing to establish it. You will not just raise children, but you have the anointing to establish your parental. You will not just start a business, but there will be an anointing for establishment of your business. You will not just gain a job, but you have a permanent seat in that office. Receive the anointing for establishment. Receive the anointing for establishment. Receive the grace for establishment. Clap your two hands together and say, I am established. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's why people go to relationships, five relationships 1 year. One for 2 months. Every 2 months is in a relationship. Every 2 months, he goes to start a new one. And every day, the person is the problem. But what you lack is the oil for establishment. The oil for what? Good things are permitted into your hands. But good things don't stay in your hands automatically. They stay by establishment. And the Bible says it is the Lord that establishes both you and I. May the God that is establishing my ministry establish your own job. Establish your own marriage. Establish your own ministry. Establish your own giftings. Establish that open door. Some of you, certain good people have come into your life, but you have lost them. But I had one good person come into my life, and they have been established in my life till today. Over 20 years, I am still with that door that was open. I pray for establishment for you, that you will not lose good people. You will not lose destiny helpers. You will not lose good people. You will not lose destiny helpers. If your amen is loud, you are getting it. The oil for establishment. The oil for establishment. Otherwise, promise and fail will become a cycle. They promise you, oh, I have this contract. Then shum, you don't hear from them. They promise you, oh, I'm going to help you travel. Then shum, you don't hear from them. They promise you, oh, I'll pay your fees. Then shum, you don't hear. They do it one, two. Then you don't hear from them again. What you lack is called establishment. Permanence. Be made permanent. Every door that is open before you, you will occupy it permanently. Oh, it is for those who said the amen. Oprubiada ebiama wahuhumu. Emusrawe bauswa. Sa epruno. Ube remu dada. Emun chuta wa yesu demo. Emun chuta wa yesu demo. By the anointing. The anointing of the Lord. Amen. Oh, amen. He establishes destiny and kingdom. Psalm 89:21. With whom my hand shall be established. With whom my hand shall be established. With whom my hand shall be established. Tonight you will pray for establishment. Rakata kaba rakata. Lord, it is not okay that they come and go. They must stay. I said, it is not okay. Say at the papa bar and tell our brother. And was said by Etna. And was said, did you move that? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Psalm 89, verse 29. He said, his seed, his children, also I will make to endure forever. His children shall stay forever. That means that his children shall not come and go. May your children never come and go. May the anointing of establishment establish your family. Establish your family. Clap your two hands for Jesus. Number five. When that oil comes on you. Number five. The anointing helped David by God taking over his battles and fighting for him by his presence. Helped by the anointing. The anointing helped David by making God take over his body. It's like the anointing was fighting for him. The anointing was fighting for him because of the presence of God the anointing brought. 1 Samuel 16:13 says the power of God came on him when the oil came. That was the presence. The spirit of the Lord came upon him in power. That was the presence of God. And in 2 Samuel 7:9, he said, I have been with you wherever you have gone. I have been with you. This is God talking to David. That baby, I'll call you. What? That's why David, as a single man, could enter into a nation that he has conquered before, entered there, and still went to seek refuge as a refugee there, and they could not touch him. A nation he defeated. I bet you, you will not be welcome in such a nation. But if God is with you, you can enter into the company of your enemies and they'll still treat you as a friend. I'm telling you. And God said, baby, biara u David ura ye bi anami nyame na me kan ho. And unto me bomb pa ye ma o say, 2025 office biara u bewra, kro biara u bewra, baby biara u beko, nyankopon on kan ho. Osu nyankopon on kan ho. Rescue nyankopon on kan ho. The anointing on this altar should work for you. It should stay with you. It should be with you. It should cover you in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands for the Lord.
And then in Psalm 89 to the 3, he said, I will beat down your enemies before your face and plague those who hate you. So the anointing was fighting. The anointing did not say that David beat your enemy. He said, I will beat your enemies. Tell somebody about you. God is taking over your battle. Kacha said, Nyami aji wuntokwa no. Kacha no, Nyami waji wuntokwa. Nyami waji wuntokwa. Ukukwa nyami kubi mao. Nyami waji wuntokwa no. Santo kwane defie no, Nyami waji afa. Santo kwane waji afa. Santo kwane da office no waji afa. Santo kwane da webushe no waji afa. Sa ushebre intokwa. A diamond in home, any a crabbage home. I don't want to say, oh, my wound, I'm sorry. And by your opera porno, Yamison, what is Santo Panafa? Can I make a sepa? So when the anointing is on you, the one who fights for you is God. It's not you. It's the anointing that is fighting. Number six, God expanded his territories beyond and gave him the wealth of the sea and the land. When the anointing came, the anointing helped him by giving him territories. As a pastor, you need territories. As a businessman, you need territories. Where your branches, look at KFC, they are all over the world. You need to take territories. As an individual, you need to possess territories. Financial territory. Some of you have been living in the hundreds. You have never entered into the hundred thousands. You have never crossed into the millions. Those are financial territories. They are called levels. Say levels. I declare over 100 people here that your financial level is changing after the oil. After the anointing comes upon you, your salary level is changing. You have never done a job. Some of you have never done a job that pays you 5,000 before. In this month of March, as the oil comes upon you, God is about to shift you from thousands, shift you from 2,000s, shift you from 3,000s, and you are crossing into the 5,000s, you are crossing into the 10,000s, some of you crossing into the 20,000s, some of you crossing from Ghana cities into US dollars. Who am I prophesying about? Receive it in the name of Jesus. May the God of Reverend Prince, may he release it into your life. May the God of this altar, may he release it into your life. May our Lord Jesus, may he release it into your life. From your towards, I change levels. Say, I take territories. 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 Say, I possess nations. My ministry, my business, I possess nations. I take territories. I cross regions. I cross nations. I cross countries. I take territories. My voice will be heard across the globe in the name of Jesus. How do I know that? How do I know that? How do I know that? Because Psalm 89, 25, the same chapter where he said he has anointed him. He said, because I've anointed him, also I will set his hand over the sea. Say, over the sea. I will take his hand and I will put it on the sea. He will command the sea. And he will command the rivers. I will put his hand on the sea and the rivers. Already David is commanding the land because he's standing on the land. But his influence must not be limited in where he's operating. God says that I will extend him to the sea and the rivers. Why? Because in Genesis chapter 1, when the Lord created the earth is made up of two things. It is made up of sea and land, water and land. So to be limited to the land means that you have lost the greater part. And the water is greater than the land because there is water beneath and there is water above. And the land is in the middle. And the water has surrounded the land. That is why when you go, you can use the water to engulf the whole land. So when God says that I will take his hand and put on the sea, that means that I will extend his influence from the land to the sea. I will give him greater influence than he's having here on earth. I don't have time to break it. Let me go. And then number seven, God surrounded him with mercy. God had mercy on him. Nyami hu ni mobo. Sure. David, a woman, in your mind, dangerous. Bonnie and dangerous. Some of the things David did, God should have killed him. But God didn't kill David because of that thing, that oil. That oil, nan in color brim, you never stran with, you know. That oil preserved him. And my name, who name, and until of foul be you the crown, Nami, because of the oil of mercy that was working on him. Psalm 89, 24. He said, because of the anointing I poured upon my servant David, my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him. May God's mercy be with you. Nyame no credie any ni mobro hu no anya wodie. Embra wo so. Me say embra wo so. If you make a mistake anywhere, may the mercy and faithfulness of God preserve you. Clap your two hands for the Lord. That is the difference between Saul and David. They all committed grievous sins, but God spared David because of the oil of mercy. Saul didn't have it, but David had it. The oil of mercy. Tonight, one of the prayers you pray is that, Lord, anoint me with the oil of mercy. Because, Tali, Nipa does any one shay yawbe fum. Because Nipa does any yafum. It is a Yamiso ni wo dini finchima. Hifana obejina. But you need the grace David had, not the one Saul had. Saul's own was too drastic. Judgment. David is the one that I like. I like that one because that oil, it gives mercy. And it makes God's faithfulness. When God says my faithfulness will come to you, that means I will not change my mind. I will be true to what I've said I will do. May God never change his mind over you. May God never change his mind over your children. May God never change his mind over your ministry. What God has said he will do with you, may it happen for you. If your amen is loud, you'll be the one. I tell you, you'll be the one. The mistakes of your youth, may they not change the plans of God for your life. The mistakes of your past, may they not change the intentions of God for your life. Your mistakes, may they not change the intentions of God. May God still preserve you. And then the final one, God establishes sonship. God establishes sonship by the anointing. Psalm 89, 26. He shall cry to me, you are my father, my God, the rock of my salvation. His sonship, he said, because of the anointing, you'll be able to call me father. The anointing can help you to have a relationship with God. Can confirm your sonship. Can confirm. And it confirmed David's sonship. In Romans 1 verse 4, Bible says that Jesus' sonship was confirmed by the anointing. And declared to be the son of God. Declared to be the son of God. Jesus, oh, declared to be the son of God with power according to the spirit of holiness. The Holy Spirit that came upon him. The anointing. That came upon him. It confirmed him. So quickly, how do you connect to the anointing that helps? Well, be a servant of God. Psalm 89 verse 19. Then thou speakest in vision to thy Holy One and said, I've laid help on one that is mighty and I've exalted one chosen out of the people. 20. I have found David my servant with my holy oil upon him. That means that David was not just coming to church. He was working for God. Ask somebody about you. Are you working for God in this church? What do you do in this house? It provokes, it's a platform for mercy and for the oil to come on you. It's a platform. I found David my servant. From today, may God say, I found Ruth my servant. May God mention your name and say, I found Naomi my servant. Don't just be a worshiper, just come. Do something in the house of God. Win souls, be a shepherd, work for the Lord, sing in the ministry, do something for the Lord. That is how to provoke that oil. That's how to provoke that oil. Number two, walk in holiness. Romans 1 verse 4. And declare to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness. Jesus' sonship was confirmed by the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection of the dead. So Jesus was confirmed the Son of God by the Spirit of holiness. And then Psalm 89 verse 19, he said, I have exalted one chosen among. First he said, then thou speakest in a vision to thy Holy One. So he spoke to the Holy One. David was the Holy One. Saw it in a vision. Tell somebody, be a holy person. Tell somebody, walk in holiness. Don't waste the grace of God this month, okay? Don't waste the grace of God. Tell him, don't waste the grace of God. Men say, Nyame adum e wo so. Anybody a udi wo secret, who dey say, Nyame adum a e wo so. Ma wo hu Nyame ni onyam. Asa wo ba sorry, nsu hu hwe. Esa say, wo free ha. Boni na udi no. Tell somebody, be a holy one. And then the last one, desire and ask for it in prayer. So prayer provokes the oil that can help you. Clap your two hands and rise up to your feet.
Beloved, Thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.